Well, Patrick, remind us just one more time, we've been asked from the 6th of November.
The 6th of November to the 14th to choose one or two or three, maximum of 3 days per person, where people, according to their health or work and age and circumstances, would attempt to fast on bread and water for the purposes of the collapse of the Ireland abortion plans and the conversion of those who are promoting them. And it's prayer and fasting. So we want to unite our fasting with prayer, to pray a rosary every day for the collapse of the abortion plans and for the conversion of those that are promoting it. And if possible, as many days as they can over the 9 days, attend Mass and offer up that Mass, especially at the moment of consecration, for the collapse of the abortion plans in Ireland and the conversion and blessing of those who are promoting it. And let's just give God the chance, because Ireland, the abortion is not actually established in Ireland yet. There's a moment of opportunity. It hasn't yet come in. And we have a moment where we could really make quite a difference, and this is the moment, and we're not going to get a second chance.
Yes, because once we cross that threshold into legislation, that's going to be a whole other kettle of fish on this attack, as we say, on our most vulnerable. Well, Patrick, we talked about praying the rosary. Let's pray for our Holy Father. Mm-hmm. Let's pray for our leadership.
That's right.
And our priests and our bishops. Because a lot of times people complain, but gee, do we pray for them?
That's right.
Very, very important.
A lot.
And so, Patrick, maybe we'll finish. We talked about three Hail Marys. Mm-hmm. Maybe ourselves and the listeners, we'll start with one.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the program, we'll leave it for folks to pray the other two. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
Do you want to lead us?
Okay, away we go. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Well, Patrick McChrystal, Executive Director of Human Life International, thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you and all you're doing at EWTN, Paul.
Thank you, Patrick.
You have been listening to Celtic Connections with Cathy Simmons. Join Cathy Sinnott next time for more Celtic Connections.